Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Scott Taylor. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor fires to first and picks off Lofton. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher hits a line drive for a single. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Winningham. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Berga applying the tag. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to second. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hatcher throws the ball into Nehring, who tags Furman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Winningham. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Winningham, who is chasing the ball. Jefferson reaches third base with a triple. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Indians. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Movon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Firman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Winningham hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Flaherty strikes out. Ortiz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Flaherty out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quantrill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Quantrill drops the ball. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Whiten strikes out. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a fly ball towards right. Brunansky catches it and throws to first to double up Lofton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Winningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Berga moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ken Ryan now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cooper. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. Jefferson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch hits for John Flaherty. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nehring moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field. Whiten picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Whiten. Nehring scores. Lyons moves to third. Cooper moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons scores. Cooper moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brunansky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Marzano now catching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Armstrong now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Winningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Winningham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.